USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. President Biden visited Philadelphia on Friday to stump for his newly proposed infrastructure bill. He spoke at the 30th Street Amtrak station, celebrating the 50th year of service.
As I've said from the beginning, when I think about fighting climate change, I think about jobs. And rail, and hopefully the expansion of rail, provides good union jobs, good paying jobs.
Amtrak said after Biden announced the plan that the corporation would upgrade and expand service, including adding 30 new routes and adding trains on 20 existing routes across the U.S. by 2035. Houston police officers were called to a home after receiving a report of a kidnapping. They found more than 90 people jammed in a two-story home in what authorities are saying could be a possible human smuggling operation. Neighbors didn't report any suspicious activity, and the police didn't release information on the kidnapping call that led to the discovery. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Florida legislature passed a bill this week that would forbid social media companies like Facebook or Twitter to ban elected officials from communicating on their platforms. Governor Ron DeSantis has pledged to sign the bill. The move comes 3 months after social media giants YouTube and Twitter removed former President Donald Trump from their platforms, a decision which many commentators warn could indicate that big tech has too much power over political speech. Delta soon to expand the number of available seats on its flights. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Delta began selling middle seat tickets today. The airline waiting longer than any others to open up entire planes again. The seats had been blocked to allow for social distancing as a COVID safety measure. The CEO saying he expects nearly 65% of those who flew Delta in 2019 to have at least one vaccination dose by tomorrow, but masks are still required on flight. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Defense Department said they've canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. USA's Wendy King reports.
The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February, ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. The Pentagon said that with the cancellation, it will divert the funds to be used for deferred military construction projects. This allows some of the critical efforts to move forward as soon as possible. Overall, the Trump administration built approximately 450 miles of the wall, most of which was the reinforcement or replacement of the existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Eli Broad, the billionaire philanthropist, contemporary art collector, and entrepreneur, died Friday in Los Angeles. He was 87. Broad was most well known for providing funding and a vision for buildings such as the Walt Disney Concert Hall and the Broad Museum and Library. Two storm systems from the Gulf will result in wet, stormy weather for parts of the South and plains into next week. Possibility of flash floods in parts of Texas and Louisiana. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.